Today we're taking a look at Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, chapter 15, beginning in verse 23. The Bible says, "But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power." It's been said that the internet is the Wild West of the modern age, and a story that surfaced a little while ago seems to confirm it. Imagine Robert Salisbury's surprise when he came home to discover that people in his community had been helping themselves to his possessions. Apparently, somebody put a posting on Craigslist that said that Robert's belongings, including the stuff in his house and even his horse, were free for the taking because he had to leave the country. Dozens of people believed the hoax and descended on his house to take all his stuff. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office invited people to return his belongings, no questions asked, but also said that people who didn't bring back the things they took would become part of a criminal investigation. And of course, the hunt is on for the person who put the ad on Craigslist in the first place. I don't know if you've ever been robbed, but it's really one of the more frustrating experiences that life has to offer. And it's really not so much the missing stuff that hurts as the fact that your privacy has been violated. I remember coming home one night to discover a back window in my house had been smashed, and I found muddy footprints all over my house. Of course, I was disappointed about the stuff that went missing, but the thing that was most upsetting was the fact that somebody had treated my home as if it belonged to them, and my rights were utterly disregarded. So you can imagine how God feels when a rebellious race of human beings acts as if the planet belongs to them. There's no doubt that God made this place as a home for us, but it still belongs to Him. We were put in charge, but we were really managers and not owners. And then the devil came and posted a sign on the Garden of Eden that said, "Free for the taking." And since that moment, we've been treating the planet as if we own it. When Robert Salisbury came home to find his home had been ransacked, I'm guessing he could probably identify with God just a little bit on the evening God came to find a ruined creation that had sold out to God's sworn enemy. But according to the Bible, there will be a criminal investigation, and all of the property will be returned to its rightful owner. The Bible says that in the end, Jesus delivers the kingdom to His Father, and human rule and human systems come to a screeching halt. And right now, before that happens, you have an opportunity to give what you've taken back to God. Even your heart belonged to Him before it was stolen. And right now, there's an opportunity to bring it back, no questions asked. You won't be counted in the criminal investigation, which obviously means that acting now, cashing in on God's generous offer, correcting the mistakes you were deceived into making, makes really good sense. Because once the judgment ends, all the guilty parties will be identified. And that makes making things right with God now just a better way to live.